Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Raider Insider, CSN Bay Area, Scott Baer joining Joe Lowendibs on 95.7 The Game. What's up, Scott? How are you?
Wait, I'm not the 957th caller lined up to get those Green Day tickets? Yeah, I totally called the wrong line.
Were you a Green Day fan growing up?
Yeah, man, they were. That was right in my wheelhouse. That was high school and college. I think I own basically every album, so I'm stoked that they're coming to town.
Beautiful, and it's in August, right in the middle of training camp, but not when the season has started, so you probably get an opportunity to go see them at the Coliseum.
Yeah. I think that I could squeeze some time in for a band like that, a big stadium show. But, yeah, we have a whole off season to get through before we hit to that, though. My goodness.
All right.
Should be another fun one.
Good segue. Enough of the foreplay. Let's get to business. The Raider coaching staff, 12-4, but the rumors are swirling. Do you think, based on the cryptic response Del Rio gave over the weekend, that he plans on making any changes to his coordinators this offseason?
I think he's going to... Let's start over. I think he's going to take a hard look at it, is what I think. I don't think anything is set in stone right now, especially on the defensive side. I don't think there's any reason why you wouldn't explore to see what's out there, who has good ideas, which ideas you can steal from, just in talking to people and things like that. The one thing that I will say is there's a lot of players that really like Ken Norton Jr. Now, whether they can go find an upgrade, players like winning more than anything else. So I would say that would be kind of what Jack Del Rio is going to look at over the course of the next few days and coming weeks. On the offensive side, though, and I don't know if Raiders fans will necessarily love this, but I would expect Bill Musgrave to come back. And I really think that he had a very solid year. And if you look at the continuity of that offensive scheme, you saw tremendous growth, especially within the running game under Bill Musgrave. Obviously, Derek Carr took another step forward. I think that's a good marriage on the offensive side of the football.
When you think about Scotty, when you look at Ken Norton, you look at his body of work, this guy was sought after. People said that this guy may be the next position as a head coach. But you look at the defense, and you see the money that they spent bringing in the Bruce Irvins and the different guys they brought in. Money's not going to be a premium this year. You look at the cap and where the Raiders are going to be in, up against it. So it's going to come down to certain minute things that they're able to do. Who's going to still be on the team? Bringing in better coaching because of the fact you can't go out and necessarily go get guys to cover up deficiencies. So when you think about who's out there, there's Wade Phillips, hearing guys like John Pagano at the San Diego, been there for years, a 3-4 type of guy. And the type of personnel they have is 4-3-4. Is those some of the names that you're hearing that's been floated out there?
You know, I think those are two very intriguing prospects. They're obviously within the division, and Jack Del Rio knows them well. But Jack Del Rio's hands are all over this defense. And not only do you need to find – if you are going to make a change, and I'm not saying that they are, I'm just sure that he's exploring all options here, but you need to find a good marriage with a guy – And a head coach who has his fingers all over this defense and this scheme and wants to get involved with game planning and things like that, as he should. So you need to find the right personality mesh as well. And obviously Jack and Ken go way, way back, and that definitely kind of helps. So there's a lot of factors kind of weighing into this thing about whether you make a change or whether you look at the fact that you're 12-4 and that this defense does have deficiencies. And I think that they will address upgrades probably at linebacker and defensive tackle and up the middle where they simply must be stronger and they need depth on the edge and things like that. And they need a new slot cornerback, and you just have to try to compare and evaluate what you got from last season and as compared to what you might be able to get bringing maybe somebody new in here. Now, I'm definitely not reporting that Ken Norton is gone or is definitely going to stay. I think that's all kind of a fluid process as we go forward. But why not take a look? It can't hurt to go shopping. It doesn't mean that you have to buy something.
what's the likely timetable for these sort of decisions? You know, the exit interviews and the, you know, the players cleaning out their locker rooms and starting to head into off-season mode. From a front office standpoint, looking at the coaching staff, how soon would you expect, Scott, that any of these decisions would be made?
I mean, you don't want to wait forever necessarily. At the same time, you probably want to, you know, see how things are going to shake out. If there's maybe some position coach that you might look at as a coordinator or something like that, you may want to wait for some playoff teams to come out. But, I mean, I don't think there's a major rush. I also don't think that you want to wait forever, because there's going to be competition to fill those slots and get these guys under contract and these assistant coaches who are as transient as anybody. I mean, these guys are all over the place. They definitely want to find out where they're living as well. So I would say sooner rather than later. How's that for a vague answer for you, Dibs?
It works.
Raiders insider CSN Bay Area, Scott Baer with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Last year, this team was quite aggressive when it came to spending money in free agency. How do you see them handling the offseason this time around?
It's going to be... I would say a little bit different, because they are ever closer to having to pay their quarterback. And that could come as soon as this offseason. They could offer him some type of extension that may not directly impact the salary cap for 2017. I'm just taking a look at overthecap.com. It looks like they're going to have in 2017. They have a lot of cap space next year. And that's because Reggie McKenzie does a great job of paying guys up front with these big roster bonuses, so they aren't impacted by dead money down the road. So they have a good amount of cap space. The cap is going to go up another $10 million or something like that this year. So this is a long-winded way of saying that I think that they're going to try to work out how much Derek is going to cost and try to plan that out, and then work guys around it. I think they're going to have room to spend it, and maybe they're not going to go out and get, you know, five or six guys like they did this last offseason, as the Raiders slowly transition into more of a Green Bay Packers-esque style of front office, meaning that you don't that you draft well, you reward your own, and then you supplement every now and then in free agency. I think Reggie will add another couple pieces, because he's done well with that recently. Again, I really think that they need a better and more permanent solution at that inside linebacker spot. Somebody who can really lead them from the middle of that defense.
Great insight as always. Raiders insider CSN Bay Area, Scott Baer with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Scott, as always, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. We'll catch up with you again next week.
All right. Thanks, boys. Talk soon.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.